Tom, John and Jerry are out. Kirk's still here, me, and I'm here with Meter and Steve Buckley. How are you this morning?
Good, guys. Nice talking to you.
When do you know, during the process of like last week, when do you know that you're not going to play in that game?
I didn't know right up until game time. So, you know, I think Coach does a great job of just making sure everyone's prepared and ready to go. And the preparation leading up to the game is so important. It's not, you know, you can always learn a lot from those experiences in practice and before the day before the game day. And then, you know, he just said before the game that he thought that we got a lot of good work in and, you know, we weren't going to play. So, you know, I always love playing in those games. So, because it's, you know, to play real football where you're getting hit and you got a clock in your head that's got to go off in order to throw the ball and all those preparations are important for me. So hopefully, I make up for lost time this week.
You know, there's a lot made, and people are, at this point of the year, you're just so hungry for football, right, that you're reading these guys, the beat writers here are giving reports from down there, and they're saying you're doing this in 7-7s, and you're 24 of 28 in 11s. Do you put a lot of stock in how you perform in those things, or do you need to wait here for these actual get on the field, as you said, contact, at least even preseason games, to get an idea of where you are right now?
I think all of them, I think it all works. You're working toward the same thing. So the practices are extremely important because it's not like things magically just come together in the game. You've got to be able to do it in practice, and you got to do it on a consistent basis in order to gain confidence for what you're doing in the game. So those practice reps are really important. I'm trying to be, you know, really the best I can be in those, and I treat that very seriously, practice. So, you know, when you go out there in the game, it should really be a reflection of what you're doing in practice. And, yeah, some things are different. You know, I think the speed picks up, the way that the defenders close on the ball, the way that the pass rush closes on the quarterback. You know, there's no do-overs. It's not like, okay, you know, sometimes in practice we'll run a play and it then go well, and then coach will say, all right, you know, get back on the ball, we'll run it again. Well, you know, you don't get that chance in the game. So, it's a, you know, both those are very important. And, you know, like I said, we take practice very seriously with the Patriots, and we practice hard. We practice, you know, I'd say as hard as any team in the league.
Tom, what stood out for you thus far about the offense? Maybe some newcomers that have shown flashes to you and the way that you're situated right now. Are you feeling good about the offense?
Well, we have a lot of practices to go before we get to the opener. So I think all of it's in preparation for the opener. I wouldn't say we're there yet. We've installed quite a few things. There's still a lot more things to install in order to be ready for, you know, a real NFL team with real NFL caliber players at every position. You know, teams that, you know, everyone has a lot of hope this year, and everyone's worked hard over the offseason to try to improve their team. So we've tried to do that too, you know, but you don't know until you get out there on the field and you try to do it under real live competition. So, you know, we've got quite a bit of time, and we're going to need it because, you know, I wouldn't say we start with a really easy schedule. We got to go on the road, and we got to be prepared to do that. So it's, you know, all these days that we're going to use, and we practice starting to get the Eagles starting tomorrow for 3 days, and then we play them on Friday. So that'll be helpful also.
Tom, after Thursday's game, there was a ton of quarterback talk, and obviously it had nothing to do with you because you didn't play, but it did lead to an off-year conversation. How many backup quarterbacks have you played with over the years? I mean, you started out, I think, John Freeze and Michael Bishop, and, you know, Drew Bledsoe was effectively a backup second half of that 0-1 season. You got Rohan Davey, Damon Heward, all the way down the road. How many of them have been, and do you stay in touch with any of them?
Yeah, you know, I got a great connection with all those guys. I was actually texting with Cliff Kingsbury yesterday, who's now the head coach at Texas Tech, because someone sent me a picture of us and at the 03 Super Bowl together. So, all those guys, I saw Damon Heward when I was in Seattle a few years ago. I talked to Drew from time to time. I mean, all those guys, you know, we try to stay in touch. I saw Jim Miller. I saw Flutie and
Flutie. I forgot about Flutie.
There's really been some great guys, some great mentors, guys that I've learned from. Everyone has really brought something unique to our team that I've tried to learn and take from. So it's a it's been a great experience. And those are the guys that, you know, typically are closest with, because I have so much time with them over the course of the year, and you really learn what their personalities are. You learn the work ethic, and, you know, you develop some pretty close relationships with those guys. So I've been lucky to have some great ones along the way.
Is it, how's the family, or do you talk, like, if you talk with John Freeze or Hubert, is it actual football talk?
Little of both. It depends on kind of, you know, the situation they're in. If they're still in the game or they're still following the game, it could be centered around football. But it's all, you know, it's very personal too, because we got, you know, very personal relationships.
Speaking of, I guess, your current backup, Mallett, we saw a lot of Mallett and Garoppolo here Thursday night. And Mallett, at least the consensus was around here, struggled. I guess I'd be interested in your take. You were right there. You see Mallett all the time. You work with him. What did you think of his performance? And where do you think he is right now as a quarterback? Mike Mayock was on the station last week, said he could be a starting NFL quarterback today. Do you agree with that?
Well, Ryan just needs an opportunity. So he hasn't had a chance over the last few years to get in there and show what he can do. But I've always loved working with Ryan, and he's got great ability to be able to step in there and do the job. And I think everybody's got a lot of confidence that he can do it. He just hasn't had the chance. So, you can't judge anybody based on, you know, one half of the first preseason game. I think you have to look at a total body of work, and that's how our coaches have always evaluated it. So, you know, everybody's trying to get better at this point. Nobody has it all figured out. We all, you know, you haven't played real football in 7 or 8 months. So you got to use all these opportunities to try to refresh yourself with certain things. You make mistakes in practice, and I'm going to learn from that, and I'm not going to make it again. So that's the important thing about being a quarterback. You can't continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, because, you know, the whole offense is counting on you to do the right thing. And, you know, that's something that we as quarterbacks strive to work on every day in practice. And then when it comes up in the game, you got to be able to go out there and execute.
RG3, Tom, was quite effusive in his praise for you throughout the week with the joint practices in Richmond. Is that something you cherish and something you value, to impart wisdom to these young quarterbacks? And will you do it this week with Nick Foles coming to town?
Well, I try to be pretty consistent. So I think whatever, you know, it's a nice opportunity for me to watch other players too, and watch how they act, how they lead, how they interact with their team. So I think all those things are important for me as well. So, I'm still in a learning process too. So I cherish those opportunities as well to watch. Certain guys have different styles that throw the ball certain ways, and the types of plays they run in order to move the ball down the field. So, like I said, you never got this game figured out. I mean, you got to just keep working at it and keep trying to get better at what you're doing, and that's how you keep adding value to your team.
It's not fair. I didn't see him play at all in college. I've seen highlights, and like you said, I've now watched him play a half of a preseason game. But I am buying into Garoppolo. It's fun watching them run around and do these wacky things. He reminds me of a guy you mentioned earlier. Now, again, it's not fair to compare him to this guy. This guy was a Heisman Trophy winner, a good pro quarterback. But when you see Garoppolo, especially that fourth down play that he threw, the Boyce was incomplete, I do see a little bit of fluidity. Do you see any similarity to that?
Well, I think everyone has. It's. I don't think it's really fair to make comparisons. So
right.
They're very different people and players, and, you know, Doug did it for 20 years. So I think that's pretty high expectations to put on someone who's been in the NFL for about 2 weeks.
Oh, 15 minutes, yeah.
So there's, Jimmy's been great to be in the meeting room with, and it's been fun to play with him over the course of the offseason and the preseason. So, but we're all trying to get better, and, Jimmy's a young quarterback, and, you make mistakes, you make good plays, you build on your confidence, you build on the good plays, and, hopefully when you get your opportunity, you go out there and you make the most of it. And I think that's what everyone's really loved seeing about is when he got his chance in the game, he went out there and he did something with it.
How different is it, or is it any different, for a rookie starting as a quarterback, into the league for the first time in 2014 versus when you were in there for the first time in 2000? Is it any different? Is it significantly different?
From a playbook standpoint?
Yeah, just overall, the whole package itself, yeah.
I think just it's a different I mean, I think the Colts always evolves in the NFL, so it's different now than it was 15 years ago, but it was different when I was there than it was 15 years prior to that. So there's a lot of things that change and evolve in the game. You know, I don't think really the fundamentals of the game have ever changed. I think it's about communication, execution, blocking, tackling, throwing, running, catching. I don't think those things will ever change. I think there's the fundamentals of the game, and who the team that typically plays with the best fundamentals is the one that's going to be the consistent one over the course of time. So schemes will always change. The kind of the fads of the league will kind of come and go, but the fundamentals of what the game is actually about will always remain. And, you know, I would also say the scrutiny is a lot different now than when I was a young player. You didn't have just the news cycle that, you know, everyone is dealing with now is very different. I think the younger player is under so much scrutiny to be good so fast. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to develop a little bit over the course of a year and a half where no one really paid attention. And that was great for me because I could really just focus on, you know, my game. There was no expectations that were really placed upon me. And, you know, when I saw guys like Peyton Manning, I really admire what he's been able to accomplish because there were such high expectations for him. He was the first pick overall in the draft, and he's lived up to that every single year. So it's pretty, it's pretty amazing to have that. And I was never really in that situation. I could just kind of work on what I needed to work on and kind of drift off in the corner. No one really paid attention. And it really allowed me to stay focused on what I needed to do. And then when I got my opportunity, I tried to take advantage of it the best I could.
Okay, along those lines, I know you're going to give us the Bill Belichick issue. We're just worried about our team and our game and getting ready and eyes focused on the grand prize and all that. But stepping away from that for 1 minute, you being a human being and I assume a connoisseur of football, have you sized up other teams yet? Do you go through depth charts? Are you sitting there on the couch looking at the different reports and the prognoses and so forth and seeing who's better than you thought, who isn't as good and so forth?
You know, but not much at this point because everything, you know, there's so much that can change so quickly. I mean, one injury or one, I mean, the cut down days and what a team's going to be offensively or defensively. You know, everyone's kind of been doing it in secrecy over the off season. They develop in their different schemes, their different methods to try to catch teams off guard earlier in the year. And, you know, everything that people are doing right now, you're just really building a foundation. You're not necessarily game planning anything because, you know, we're not game planning anything. We're just going out there and trying to install a basic offense and work on our fundamentals. So hopefully we can continue to do that. That will lead to ultimately a much better idea of what we need to do to game plan when that ultimately takes shape. But you know, I think it's just we really got to focus on ourselves right now because that's where we're going to make the most improvements. And, you know, teams are going to change quite a bit over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Clearly a lot to come, Tom, especially on the receiver front. Maybe some guys still fighting for jobs. But I think one of the great stories thus far has been Brian Timms. And Karen Garigian writes about it today in the Herald. The kid grew up in a group home. Horrible upbringing, grew up without family, essentially. At one point, she writes, he was living in his car and working at McDonald's. What has Timms shown to you, and do you think he has a chance to make the team?
Well, like I said, he came in, he's worked extremely hard to get the chance to go out there and play in the game, and then when he got his chance, he made a bunch of plays. So I don't know what more you can say than that. And the mental toughness that he showed to go out there and keep fighting until he gets his opportunity. So, you know, Coach, the great thing about playing for Coach Belichick is he doesn't care where you've been drafted. He doesn't care, you know, whether you signed as
says the sixth round draft pick.
Yeah, but you know, he just cares about what you do when you perform and when you get your opportunity because there's no entitlements, and certainly in the NFL, and I don't think it's. I think ultimately the best guys play. So, you know, all that stuff is really decided on the field. It's, you know, a lot of the things that, especially on our team, they're decided between the white lines. When you get your opportunity, they're not decided in the boardroom. And when people really want to decide, you know, without competition of who they want to be on the field. The guys are going to go out there, they're going to fight it out, and the best guy ultimately plays. That's how, you know, it's always been for our team.
Last question for me, Tom. Your impressions of Revis, getting to go at him here a little bit in practice, what you've seen from him so far. We, you know, as you imagine the expectation, we have callers around here. You expect this guy to be the best defensive player in football. That's what we hear all day. This guy's going to be defensive player of the year. This, that. You've gone against him, obviously, in the past. You go against him now every day. What have you seen from Revis here so far early on?
Oh, it's been so fun to go against him because he challenges every throw. He challenges every play. He's very he's just so smart, so instinctive. You know, I played against Ed Reed for a long time, and it was, you know, just a little bit of an example. Ed Reed, you know, he played the deep middle of the field, but sometimes he'd make tackles 3 yards from the line of scrimmage when his responsibility was 40 yards down the field. And you'd say, God, how did he know that they were – that we, you know, that the team was running, you know, shallow cross? Or, you know, he just knew. It's just that he saw something, and, you know, that freed him of his deep field responsibility and allowed him to just play with confidence that the ball was going to be a certain spot. And that's a lot how Reeve is. He, you know, you don't know what he sees or what he knows, but he always is in the right place. And he's got incredible instincts for a corner when, you know, sometimes he runs the routes for the receivers. He's got great intuition. I think he obviously sees everything on the field. He sees the quarterback. He sees the split of the receiver. He sees the eyes of the receiver. He sees, you know, that the technique of the receiver coming off the line of scrimmage. And it's probably hard for him to explain at times what he sees. He just sees everything, and he makes great breaks on the ball, and that's what makes great defensive players, the anticipation to play with that. And, you know, Ray Lewis was another one where, you know, when you would play action, he wouldn't even step toward the line of scrimmage. He would just drop back into his zone. And then when you would run the ball, he'd be downhill faster than anybody. And he just, to recognize plays and combinations is really a great skill and the instincts for a particular player. So that's, you know, Reeve has definitely got all those traits. And I knew that when I played against him with the Jets. I mean, he was so good for them. And, you know, he eliminates a big part of the field for a particular offense. You always have to know what you're doing when you throw the ball in his area because you know he's going to be right there closing on the ball.
All right, Tom, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday and throughout the season. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you, Tom.
See you, Tom. That's Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback.